This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Yuva Shakti is leading the nation-building effort with innovative ideas, energy and a strong sense of purpose. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the concluding session of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders' Dialogue in New Delhi last evening on the occasion of National Youth Day, marking the birth anniversary of great spiritual leader Swami Vivekananda. The Prime Minister said, "The Young Leaders' Dialogue is a historic and unique initiative that provided direct participation of youth in the country's development."
Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, a aisa platform जहां देश के विकास की दिशा तय करने में युवाओं की सीधी भागीदारी होती है 50 लाख से अधिक नौजवानों की रजिस्ट्री 30 लाख से अधिक युवाओं का विकसित भारत चैलेंज में हिस्सा लेना देश के विकास के लिए अपने विचार शेयर करना इतने बड़े स्केल पर युवा शक्ति का एंगेज होना अपने आप में अभूतपूर्व है
India and Germany deepened their strategic partnership following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar yesterday. Following the meeting between two leaders, India and Germany exchanged 19 key memoranda of understanding and made 8 major announcements across defence, trade, technology, clean energy and mobility. German Chancellor arrived in Ahmedabad yesterday on a 2-day visit to India. Later, addressing a joint press conference with Chancellor Merz after the meeting, PM Modi said both nations signed a joint declaration to strengthen defence industrial cooperation roadmap, focusing on co-development and co-production of military hardware. US Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and US are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. Mr. Gore was speaking after assuming charge as the US Ambassador to India in New Delhi. He asserted that no partner is more essential than India.
On the ongoing trade deal negotiations, both sides continue to actively engage. In fact, the next call on trade will occur tomorrow. And while trade is very important for our relationship, we will continue to work closely together on other very important areas, such as security, counterterrorism, energy, technology, education, and health. No partner is more essential than India.
Mr. Gore announced that India will be invited to join the US-led initiative called Pax Silicon as a full member next month. Union Minister Manohar Lal has said that the center's newly introduced Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act plugs the gaps in MGNREGA and benefits the rural workers and farmers. He accused the Congress of spreading misinformation among people about the new scheme. The minister was addressing media in Ranchi yesterday. To accelerate the special intensive revision SIR of electoral rolls before the upcoming deadline, the Election Commission is deploying an additional 2,000 micro-observers in West Bengal. This move increases the total count of micro-observers in the state of 6,600, up from the current 4,600 to expedite the hearing process. India's retail inflation rose to 1.33% in December last year on an annual basis, up from 0.71% in November. Inflation remained below the Reserve Bank of India's lower tolerance limit for the fourth consecutive month. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, inflation in rural areas edged up to 0.76% and to 2.03% in urban regions. India Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana and Delhi today. The weather agency has predicted cold wave to severe cold wave conditions at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh today. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Navi Mumbai. Chasing a target of 144 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the score, posting 145 runs for the loss of 1 wicket in 12.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.